jumped in, lock in, strap in. It's the Fantasy Domination Podcast.
All right, Fantasy Domination freaks, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the Fantasy Domination Podcast. It's time this week for episode 3. I'm here with my buddy Rusty, who has the cocksure swagger of a Peter Cetera ballad.
Oh, thank you, Coach. And I'm joined by my good buddy and honest friend, the Coach, 27 and a half time fantasy football champion, and that was just in the month of December last year. How are you doing tonight, Coach?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy couple of weeks. Got a lot going on. Not a lot in fantasy football yet, which is why we're going to have some fun conversation tonight. But I do want to give a little recommendation because we love our theme music. We're hair metal guys from back in the day. We still rock it.
Sure.
I watched The Dirt on Netflix, the Motley Crue story.
Oh.
Oh, boy, those guys were dumb. The best part is, though, it's their autobiography and they're involved with it based on the book that they wrote about how dumb they are. The fact that any of them are still alive today is a miracle. But just want to recommend it. If you like the 80s, if you like that era of rock and roll, that's a great, great little movie. Couple hours to kill. You watch some guys being idiots. And if you're the kind of person who enjoys nudity treated with the dignity and gravitas of a second season episode of Game of Thrones, this is a movie for you.
Well, you know, Coach, that sounds awesome to me. I do enjoy my nudity with a little bit of dignity and gravitas as well. I mean, sometimes, Coach, there are times where you just want straight-up dirty porn, but then there are some times where you need to keep a little bit autistic as it is. You know what I'm talking about, Coach?
I do, and we're a clean podcast according to iTunes, so we're going to cut that conversation off there.
That's right. That's the other podcast. All right.
So, as I said, it's early in the middle of the off season. It's too early to really dive into the rankings. That we're into OTAs, where you know what that means. Every rookie's looking great with his second or first team offensive snaps.
This is why you never freaking draft. And I'm going back to calling back Rusty's rants from last episode a little bit. This is exactly one of the reasons why, because if I were to do my draft today based upon all the OTA stuff you hear, I'm picking everybody in the first round, and I'm taking them over Saquon Barkley because they're sounding so amazing right now, Coach.
Absolutely. We got all those guys playing over their, you know, lights out, over their heads, doing whatever it takes as they're playing against each other.
Right.
So, in that spirit, we're going to put off some talking about which guy do you want, who's better in this position or that position until we actually see what these guys can do. And we're going to talk about one of the central theses, you know, reasons for this podcast, and that is that we are a couple of guys who love Dynasty Fantasy Leagues. Now, Rusty, just in case our listeners don't know, but they do because they're smart, they're freaks, what is a Dynasty League?
A Dynasty League, Coach, first of all, you use a lot of big words. What's thesis is that, Si? Anyway, sorry. I'm a simple man from Alabama who if a word's over seven letters, I don't really know what's going on. Anyway, Dynasty Leagues, Coach. Basically, they are a year-over-year concern. And you have your little redraft leagues where once you're done for the season, you're done. And they last, what, maybe 4 months. A Dynasty League is happening all the time. You keeping your guys from year to year, and then you're drafting new guys and getting rid of old ones. And when you have a guy like a Saquon Barkley, for example, you have Saquon Barkley for as long as you want him, as long as he doesn't suck or get arthritis in his knees. Talk early. Anyway, but that and what you do is you're trading for future draft picks. You have in rookie drafts and all that kind of great stuff. And there's just so much more strategy involved. There's so much more fun because the fantasy football never stops, Coach.
That's right. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
So, the thing is, though, as much as we love a Dynasty League, it's not necessarily going to be for everybody. So, let's talk about a few of the pros and cons of being in a Dynasty Fantasy League. Let's start off with what you alluded to. There's a greater challenge. This is a year-round league. Not only that, but it's a multi-year league. So, it's not just, yeah, I'm going to go on to ESPN and roll up a random league and just join and pick a bunch of guys and then maybe something will happen. And if it doesn't, I don't care. No, that is not what Dynasty Leagues are about, are they, Rusty?
No, they are not about that. You can't just luck out and Yeah, you cannot. It's you can't just like sit there and get lucky, or even worse, have that guy who auto drafts a great team and rest on your laurels and be the man, because things are always changing, coach. You have to be thinking that long term view as well. You can't just be looking at, well, oh, he's got 1 year left, he's going to be amazing. But no, I got to think about, what's he going to be like 3 years from now? What's he going to be like 5 years from now? And that's really where the challenge is. It's in finding those guys when they're on the cheap, and then when they explode, either being able to sell them at a premium at a sort of profit, or being able to ride that person up for the next 5 years. So can you build and maintain that constant contender? Anybody can get lucky once, coach, but can you stay relevant? Can you stay at the top of the pile year after year after year using those guys? And also, how well can you overcome adversity? How well can you overcome draft and ride and leaf with your first overall pick? Not that anybody ever did that I know, but in case you ever did, how can we respond? How can I overcome those mistakes? Because I'll tell you something, coach, as someone who's made a lot of mistakes in both fantasy football and in life, specifically my spousal choices, it's the way you recover that really defines your level of success.
Absolutely. And let's grab onto another point there. Let's call it a con for the dynasty leagues. If you don't have the time to pay attention or the willingness to put in the time, this is not for you. You know, you want to be in a league, you go in a redraft league, you be in some dumbass league where I'm going to draft the Minnesota Vikings defense first overall because I don't know what I'm doing. It happens. That's what redraft leagues are for. That's for children and babies that don't know what they're doing. Or the auto draft guy. Yeah, that's right, Dale. I'm talking about you, who puts the whole thing on auto draft and then somehow lucks into the championship. Dale, we still hate you, and you're not ever allowed back in a league that I'm in.
I hate Dale.
Hate Dale. Stupid. All right, Dale. But you know what we do love? We love trading. Trading is the best part of being in a dynasty league, because when you're in a redraft league, you know, what's the point? I've got, you know, if my team's not doing well, and let's be honest, they never don't do well. My teams are great. But let's say if I was in a situation where I wanted to get rid of a player, what am I going to do? Trade him for prospects that I'll never get to enjoy? That is stupid. And that is why a dynasty league is the only way to play. Because you can play for the future.
It adds another element of trading. Like only in a dynasty league could I trade currently, if I want to, let's say Todd Gurley for, say, Dalvin Cook and a second rounder, because, or maybe I'll take a guy who's maybe has 1 or 2 years left of him and trade him for a prospect. If you do that in a redraft, they'll kick you out of the league, or even worse, they'll veto the trade. By the way, that'll be my next Rusty's rant, is vetoing trades. That is garbage. I hate that crap, but I'll save that for another time. There just adds another layer. It opens up so many more avenues of different types of trades you can do, coach, because now you can throw in draft picks. Now, all of a sudden, that prospect who isn't necessarily equal on paper for the present, but it makes a whole lot of sense for the future. You know what I'm talking about, right, coach?
I'm going to throw out a specific name for this year, and a guy that I got on my radar and we've already talked about, Devin Singletary, Buffalo Bills. He's going to be, might return some punts this year, might get in on a few carries. Not going to be a player this year. In a dynasty league, that's a guy you want to draft and stash. Maybe midseason, you package him in a deal for that wide receiver that puts you over the top. Maybe you hold on to him for next year and see. Shady's gone. Frank Gore's gone. Who's going to play running back? Oh, look, it's Devin Singletary.
That's beautiful. And if you did have one of those pool drafts, or let's just say, because we don't have pool drafts, coach, obviously, because we're multi-time champions and all that. But you can't stop injury. Sometimes Lady Luck is not on your side. It gives you the opportunity to stash that person away to eventually take over that spot. So you can always be on the lookout for that next new prospect who will all of a sudden blow up, like, say, a Nick Chubb did last year, or Todd Gurley in his rookie season. All those guys, a great example was Ray Rice a few years ago when he was not beating up his wife, obviously. But that first year, he did nothing. You stash him, all of a sudden you had an all-pro back who was carrying you to fantasy title after fantasy title after fantasy title if you had the patience to hold on to him.
Exactly. Now, if you get lucky too in a good fit in a good dynasty league, you've got great guys to trade with. So you're moving those picks, you're moving those prospects, you're going up and down, you know, as it works. The con is, if you know, depending on your league, you can get stuck with the same people. And we're talking the overvaluer, the guy who thinks all of his guys are the best players in the league. By the way, Dale, they're not, because you're 3-10 last year and you didn't have any good players. There's the moving bar guy. Yeah, we got a deal. I'll trade you this for that. You know, I'll trade you that player for this pick. Oh, maybe I want a different pick. Maybe I don't want a different pick. And that's why that guy's not in my league anymore.
That's right, Tony. You know who we're talking about.
And then there's the guys who are just dead weight that don't even respond to your trade offers. So if you're in a dynasty league, you want to make sure you keep that league active, hopping, make sure you've got people that want to make deals. Hell, make rules that people have to make deals or they don't get paid at the end of the year.
Even if it means something like trading your backup kickers or something, just to get that activity going sometimes, coach. I mean, there's nothing worse than sitting there and you see at the end of the year that one person has not done any trades at all. It's just, why are you there? Are you even trying anymore? Like, and it's not that those guys have great teams most of the time, coach, because you and I know they don't. They just sit there and, oh, my team's great, and then they never make a trade, and they finish 5-11, and they don't do anything, and, well, I'll take your money again next year. That's no fun. I want to try and take your players from you.
Exactly. Or I want you to be a challenge. You know, right. I like curb stomping a guy, but I like going in and like, you know, this is a game. We're playing. You know, we're playing. The other reason you want good active players, and maybe the most important thing you're going to get out of a dynasty league that's really excellent, great trash talk.
Oh, that's right.
Just general, you know, trash talking back and forth between guys. But when you get somebody who does something monumentally stupid, like, you know, you get a guy in your league who trades the first overall pick in a dynasty league for what is essentially a bag of beans, you never let him forget it.
Absolutely, because that is a mistake that must stick with you like a scarlet letter to the end of time. But it's how much fun is it to make fun of that guy? It's not so much fun for him, but he learned a lesson from it. But and we get to enjoy the heck out of reminding him of it on a constant year-to-year basis.
And let's be honest, we're all going to make a dumb move at some point. Now, maybe we're not all going to be that stupid to give away, you know, the best pick in a weak draft for a couple of later picks that don't turn out to be anything useful. But you also might just pick a guy that, hey, you know, somebody used their first round pick on John Ross. How'd that work out? Ha ha ha. Didn't work out for me. All right, that's not a great one, but it happens to all of us. That's all I'm saying. But when you miss on your first round pick in a dynasty league, you still got your second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever, to back it up with some other great rookies, some steals, some deals, whatever you can do. That's why a dynasty league is the place to be.
That's right. And believe me, coach, I am someone who has made his share of mistakes. I mean, I've lost count of how many wives I've been there. And it's kind of like my fantasy drafts. You know, you stuck with those same people. You have to stick with those choices that you make. Just like all my ex-wives, and I'm still paying it to this day. So, I get you.
Yep.
I think I was more...
The pain is real.
I think I was just complaining about my ex-wives there. I'm sorry.
That's all right. But I want to throw one other thing out here, because this is a thing I do not understand. Guys who are in a year-after-year league, like the same league, that redraft every year. I don't understand that. What is that all about? That's taking your cousin to prom, my friends. That's taking your sister on a date.
Hey, now we're getting into my territory.
I forgot.
That's an Alabama, Louisiana type of thing. Now we're talking. Oh wait, we're not talking about that kind of thing. But yeah, you're absolutely right, coach. What's the fun in that?
All right. So after this discussion where we both took the same side that dynasty leagues are better. Made for a great debate, I think. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. We're going to talk about something else that this is when we were plotting out topics for the show. This one was my favorite.
But painful, but very entertaining. We'll be right back. All right, we are back on the Fantasy Domination Podcast, and I'm back here with the coach, 27 and a half time fantasy champion last year. So, coach, you know, You know me. I'm a bit of a handy guy, and I've got a lot of tools in my garage. So I'm sitting there the other day. I'm working on fixing up my bass boat, my trusted bass boat. And just about that time, I get a call from one of my ex-wife's scumbag lawyers. He's just trying to squeeze me for more alimony. This goes back to all those wonderful choices I've made in the past, which I'm still paying for this day. Anyway, you know lawyers trying to take my bass boat. So but I'm sitting there just while he's droning on and on about this and that. I just think, well, you're just trying to squeeze me for more alimony. And then, you know, speaking of squeezing, I look over at my handy vise, which is holding some stuff that I have to weld to fix my boat. And I'm thinking, God, I wish I could put that guy's dick in the vise and just twist it and squash it and make him feel all the pain that he makes me feel. Anyway, it's a football podcast. I should probably stop talking about pain. So I got to thinking, you know, what kind of... That gave me an idea for our newest segment. So what kind of fantasy players and strategies are so unappealing, so terrible, things that I would never want to do, that I would rather put my dick in a vice than actually go through with any of these? And that is where we get to the debut of our new segment, Dick in a Vice, where the whole idea is, would I rather do X or put my dick in a vice?
Oh, I tell you, one of these days... We need to get theme music for all these segments once we figure them all out. All right. So, Rusty, I love this concept. This is my favorite. You came up with a winner here. So I'm going to throw some scenarios at you. You tell me then whether you'd rather do this or put your dick in a vice.
All right.
Let's start at the top. Would you rather have to start a San Francisco 49ers wide receiver who is definitely not George Kittle or put your dick in a vice?
Is Jerry Rice still on the roster for the 49ers?
No, he's been retired for a number of years now.
Dick in a vice, coach. I mean, yeah, dick in a vice. My goodness. We don't even know Jimmy Graps is going to be back. I just saw an update on him earlier today that he's still not 100% ready. He's still got a bit of a hitch in his delivery, a hitch in his step. And it's not like, I mean... Dante Pettis is your number one receiver there, and who's the other guy they got? A Marquise Goodwin, I want to say. Like, this guy, he runs like a sprinter, catches like a sprinter, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, I don't have much confidence in the San Francisco receiving core this year. Yes, they have Shanahan there, and everybody thinks that everybody's going to catch for 1,500 yards. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to throw for 7,000 yards. But, coach, if you're not George Kittle, I don't want a piece of that, and I would rather have my dick in a vice than start a San Francisco receiver that is not named George Kittle.
All right, great answer. I just want to follow up with a little point on Marquise Goodwin. Couple of little receiver tips here. Goodwin, Godwin. No win.
That is the kind of fantasy analysis you don't get anywhere else but on the Fantasy Domination Podcast.
Exactly.
If you got win in your name, you are not winning anything.
I do want to give one other prop to San Francisco. Deebo Samuel is just a fun name to say. Deebo. I would pick him on my team just to be able to say that name. Every draft I'm in. Who are you picking in the 17th round? Deebo. I'm picking Deebo. All right. Next up, what would you rather have? Ryan Fitzpatrick as a necessary injury fill-in quarterback or your dick in a vice? And let's assume that Josh Rosen hasn't supplanted him yet.
You know something, coach? If this was last year at the start of the season, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I would happily say I would take Ryan Fitzpatrick. But he's now on the Dolphins. And the Dolphins... are not a good football team. They that went out and got Josh Rosen for a reason. I don't know why they have Ryan Fitzpatrick too. We've seen enough of Fitzpatrick. We know Fitzpatrick's deal. And you know what, coach? The other thing is too. There's the other variable here is what point in the season do I have to make this call? Is it early in the season when Ryan Fitzpatrick does well, or is it late in the season when he turns into the figurative and sometimes literal pumpkin that he always does? So I would say, and I'm going to cheat a little bit on this one there, coach. I would say early in the season, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I would take him. Late season, Ryan Fitzpatrick, dick in a vice, coach.
All right, great answer. And you know what? Ryan Fitzpatrick as a quarterback kind of reminds me of one of your marriages. starts off, okay, this might go somewhere. There's a couple of high notes, and then it all goes to hell. And then, like, whoa, they get back together. Everything's good. Seems great. And then, nope, it's not.
Just one of my marriages, Coach.
Moving on to another team.
Yes, please.
All
just,
right.
Just like my wife's ex-wives moved on to another team.
Many of them have.
I did not pick a lot of winners.
All right. Next question. Would you rather roster any New York football giant not named Saquon Barkley or put your dick in a vice?
Well, I would love to have Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, I forgot. He's a New York football giant, right?
Oh.
Oh.
He is not. No. You know something, Coach? I am not a big fan of Sterling Shepard. Never have been, never will be. I think, I'm not a big fan of his talent and his game. I know some. I am probably going to lean towards Dick and Advice, Coach. I know some people are going to say, Rusty, what about that Evan Engram guy? He's a pretty good tight end. And to which I would respond, number one, this. The New York Giants are a cesspool of terrible decision making. They got rid of their best player for something. They went out and drafted a guy at number 6 overall based upon three series or three plays in the Senior Bowl. A quarterback from Duke, for God's sake, Coach. And they're running with old Noodle on Eli for a little while. So even if these guys have some talent, look what they have! Look what they're going to have throwing the ball to them, Coach. I think that team is in decline. I think Saquon Barkley is going to touch the ball 500 times because that's the only way they're going to not get shut out every single game. So if it's not Saquon Barkley, I am going for Dick in a Vice once again, Coach.
All right, great answer there. Next question.
Giants are terrible, just terrible.
All right, next question. This is a toughie because this is a little bit less about what happens on the field. Would you rather trust Leonard Fournette or put your dick in a vice?
Dick in a vice. My feelings on Leonard Fournette have been. All right, I guess I need to expand a little bit further on that. As someone who has been burned by Leonard Fournette on at least 4 or 5 of my rosters last year and the year before that, and probably the year before that too, ever since he was, and even before he won the league, that's how bad he screwed me over. I want nothing to do with Leonard Fournette going forward. I would rather have my dick in a vice than draft him anywhere on any of my teams because I cannot trust the guy. He's a knucklehead. He gets hurt all the time. I mean, yes, he'll have flashes of greatness every so often, but not enough for me to waste a roster spot on him because as soon as I put him in, he's going to get 2 points, get pulled out with a pulled groin, and then go steal something. I don't know what the heck he does, that guy. No, absolutely no. Dick and advice all day long, Leonard Fournette.
All right. Let's go to – this is a fun one. We're going to go a little lighter here. All right, we're going to start off. Would you rather put your dick in a vice or right now at this moment predict the top 3 receivers in Green Bay this season? Now, all right, I'll give you Devontae Adams, probably going to be number 1. Who do you want after that? You want Marquez Valdez-Scantling? You want Equanimeous St. Brown? You want Geronimo Allison? You want another guy whose name you probably can't even spell?
Well, see, that was the thing I was going to say, Coach. I'm not even sure I could pronounce 3 receivers from Green Bay or name them because, going back to my 7-letter rule from before, so how could I even get them in order at the end of the year? But here's the thing. All those wonderful names you said, which I'm not even going to try to repeat because I can't, just as a simple boy from Alabama, I'd beyond Devontae Adams... I don't know. Aaron Rodgers has always spread the ball around. It's hard to predict he'll have that one guy, like a Jordy Nelson or whoever. But from year to year, you just don't know. And I would rather have my dick in a vice than try to pronounce 3 of those guys' name, Coach. So I think you know the answer on that one.
All right. Moving on then. Which one on the list
my
here?
Dick,
which
my one? Dick is in a vice a lot, Coach. This is
I know.
This is scary.
I'm trying to keep you challenged here. All right. So We all know there's some issues with Kansas City Chiefs. They already got rid of Kareem Hunt last year for a good reason. They may have to get rid of Tyreek Hill for a good reason. So who does that leave as the number one wide receiver on that team?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Please no. There has to be another option.
The pride of Buffalo, the pride of Clemson, nope. The pride nope. of the LA Rams for
Not gonna
a season.
Do it. Not going to do it.
Would you rather have anything to do with Sammy Watkins or put your dick in a vice?
My dick hurts, Coach. I get this comes back to Leonard Fournette, but without the knucklehead factor. You would think that Sammy Watkins has the door wide open for him to finally realize some of that potential that stupid Buffalo saw in him when they traded up to get him in the most wide receiver rich draft in history. But let's burn our first rounder next year to move up and take Sammy Watkins, who may have been one of the worst of the bunch. Anyway, sorry, that was more bad decisions than the Bills that haunt me. But the problem is he's done very little to ever justify his draft position and all the hype that that guy gets. You would think that just for opportunity alone, I would go with Sammy Watkins. But that guy has burned us more times than an Alabama barbecue. I just don't know. I want to take my dick out of the vice, Coach. I really do. But I'm not taking it out for Sammy freaking Watkins.
All
not,
right.
Not doing it. It hurts. Literally hurts, Coach. I'm squeezing you know it right what? Now, and I can't do it.
And as I sit here taking a look at this list, I wonder how much of that hatred has something to do with the fact that he went to Clemson. You Bama boy.
Well, that's part of it. But if he was, I love it does have to do with Clemson. But he's also terrible.
Well,
look at him
too. All right, let's take a quick step into Sammy Watkins' old backyard. What would you rather do? Take a chance on anybody on the Buffalo Bills offense or put your dick in a vice? Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I think Buffalo's going to be interesting this year. I think their offense is going to do stuff. But would you actually be able to pick which player might do some stuff this year?
You and I have a same mind here, Coach, because in the past few years, Buffalo has been an absolute offensive fantasy wasteland outside of a few decent games from LeSean McCoy here and there. But other than that, I'd be immediately going to Dick and Device next question. They did add some interesting pieces this year. The problem is they added a lot of pieces. So I don't your old reliable Shady McCoy isn't reliable anymore because now they got Frank Gore, who is 557 years old. You've got the Singletary as the new back they drafted. McCoy is still around. And then you've got the wide receiver situation where they added Cole Beasley. They added Jumper. I would say all right, I'm going to go hot take, Coach. You know, I was going to say Dick and Device, but I'm going to go with John Brown. And here's why. Josh Allen can throw the ball. He can throw the ball very far. He can throw it really hard and really far. That lines up fairly well with John Brown's game. I think I would. This is going to be a hot take, Coach. I'm going to say John Brown would be the one guy as a potential dark horse this year if he can keep his speed game up. He's got a guy who can throw him the ball. I can see a lot of bombs to him coming up. So I'm going to take my dick out of the vice for this one. And I never thought I'd say this for John Brown, but I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say John Brown.
Oh, that was a shocking twist. I did not see that coming.
I didn't see it coming either, but I'm just thinking about that now because it's all about making those quick adjustments on the fly, Coach.
All right, we're going to jump here. Now, last item on the list because you brought up Josh Allen. Well, technically I did, but you talked about him. All right, in 2019, would you rather put your team and your championship prospects in the hands of any second-year NFL quarterback not named Baker? Or put your dick in a vice. That's right. Not named Baker.
And here I thought you were going to make it easy on me, Coach. Thanks a lot. Baker, yes. I would happily take my dick out of the vice for him. I am not sold. I know it's just talk about Josh Allen, but we saw him last year. I mean, I don't trust... Lamar Jackson yet. The problem I have with running quarterbacks who are exclusively runners is that the league eventually figures you out, and eventually they're going to make that boy throw the ball. And I don't know. I know people say he can throw the ball, that we haven't seen that in his body of work yet. I don't know if I can invest in him as my number one quarterback, because, and I don't think I could get him as a backup quarterback unless I'm in a super flex league or something, because, you know, people are going to take him high. Look at all those rushing yards. Josh Allen is intriguing, because he also he can throw the ball, he can run the ball. We saw some of his games last year, coach, where he was getting you great points just from his legs alone, but we know his decision making still has a ways to go. So Josh Allen is a guy that potentially I could, but I just can't bring myself to do it. And we know Josh Rosen had a terrible first season, and he's going to a place that is not going to make that any better on him. I'm afraid we're going to end this segment like we began, with me on the phone with my ex-wife's lawyers, with my dick and advice getting squeezed for everything I got.
Oh, and I don't even think you remembered Sam Darnold's also in that group.
I did.
Oh, did you?
I wasn't good to, but yeah.
Oopsie. That's what I get for reading ahead in the script. All right. Yeah.
Maybe I'm more down on Darnold's game than other folks. I'm just, again, I don't know about the Jets. The Jets are in turmoil as well. I don't feel Sam Darnold yet, so I wasn't even mentioning. But yes, Sam Darnold is in that concession. Still dick and advice.
Yeah, I'm gonna say though, I might disagree with you a little bit on Lamar Jackson, because I think he's gonna be one of those guys. There's gonna be some leagues out there, and I pray they're not mine, where somebody's going to win dirty with Lamar Jackson late in the season. Mm. He's going to have just some weird game where he gets like 3 rushing touchdowns, one of those Dante Culpepper specials. And you're going to be like, God damn it, Lamar Jackson, what are you doing?
Stupid. Who's the guy? Who's the guy I'm thinking about? Was that Billy Volek? Stupid Billy Volek. You remember Billy Volk from that 3-game stretch he went on like years ago, back in, I can't remember what year it was, where he took a whole bunch of knuckleheads to the fantasy championship when he came alive in like the last couple weeks of the season there, throwing like 5 touchdowns a game and whatnot. He's gonna Billy Volk somebody, you're saying.
I could see it happening. I can see it burning somebody real bad, or maybe not win the championship, but he could just have one of those games that's going to keep somebody out of the playoffs. Billy and then Volek. People are going to hate Lamar Jackson.
Like I hate Billy Volek.
Oh,
screw
you,
Billy
Volek. I still don't know why you hate Billy Volek, but you hate Billy Volek.
He knocked me that performance knocked me out of like 67 of my leagues that year, coach. 67 leagues because of Billy's stupid Volek.
I know, because, and you know why I know that? Because I had Billy Volek in half of those leagues, and I thumped your butt.
I'll always remember that, coach. Don't you worry.
All right. So that brings our inaugural edition of Dick and Advice to a close. And
I'm still bitter about Billy Volek. I'm sorry.
I know. I can just feel the steam coming off you. So we're going to give you some time to cool off.
If I ever see Billy Volek, I'm going to put his dick in advice.
Time to go pour a glass of Johnny Walker Blue. Call this an episode. And folks, join us again in another couple of weeks when we come back hot. Episode 4, we're going to have some fun. We are going to go back into the vault for some classic fantasy football action.
I think I saw Billy Volek hang with one of my ex-wives the other day, too.
All right, so I'm the coach. I've been here with Rusty. He's still hung up on his ex-wives.
Very big.
And this is the Fantasy Domination Podcast.